This new Stanford hospital has been more than a decade in the making. It's just received its temporary certificate of occupancy, marking the final leg of construction. It is, as mandated by state law, built to be seismically safe.
This building is what we call base isolated. So in an earthquake, it can move 6 feet.
3 feet one way, back to center. 3 feet the other way, explains Vice President of Construction for the new Stanford Hospital, Bert Hurlbut. These structural specs and much of the technology is hidden, but art and light and design are on display.
So here's the main drop-off.
Visitors will walk through a vestibule and into a grand atrium.
We built this just like Brunelleschi built Il Duomo 500 years ago. We were scaffolded up in here for a year. So it was just a sea of scaffold, this entire area. We had what we call a dance floor, 60 feet up in the air.
Where the tradesmen did their work from welding to painting and glazing. Beauty is in mind in the design, and patient care is the focus.
So this is an ACU, acute care unit. There are 22 beds on this unit. It's got four nurses' stations.
This hospital is built to accommodate the latest advances in technology and treat rare and complex diseases. There are 368 beds, all private occupancy rooms with a meditation room and a healing garden.
This part of the garden is going to be set up for Wi-Fi out of doors and telemetry.
No detail is ignored, from the balancing of the air to the flushing of every toilet to the workings of the 3,000 smoke detectors. Between now and the end of October, there will be operational training for more than 4,000 doctors, nurses, staff, and volunteers. At the new Stanford Hospital, Margie Schaefer, KCBS.